Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. It's Thursday. It's the 27th day of February in the year of our Lord 2020. Hallelujah. I want to welcome you to the Prayer Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends. Here under the teaching of Pastor Darlene Button, this wonderful woman of God, and it's Thursday. Hallelujah to God and Apostle Hosty, and I'll be leading us off today. We'll start off with a song and a prayer. Hallelujah today. It's a wonderful day to be alive. We thank God in the name of Jesus. We thank God for all things that has transpired. Hallelujah. The singing, the songs, the teaching, the scriptures. Hallelujah, God. Went through this week, hallelujah to God, and being able to come before you once again in Jesus' name, hallelujah. So, good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. It's gonna be a wonderful day. You have me up and singing, you have me on my way. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. It's gonna be a wonderful day. Well, the birds are singing, the bees are buzzing, the ants are building their nests. This is a wonderful day, Lord. This is a wonderful day that the Lord has made. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Lord. It's going to be a wonderful day. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, Lord God, this morning in the name of Jesus, God. We come, O Lord God, to this hour of power prayer, Lord God. Prayer deliverance ministry, Lord God. We pray, O Lord God, and thank you for everyone that made it. To Lord God, the circle this morning, O Lord God, to unite the hearts in prayer, Lord. It's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that we move, we breathe, and we have our being, O Lord God. We came to worship before you, Lord God. We came to praise before you, Lord God. Take prayer requests, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing here right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. I want to thank you, Lord God, for a wonderful wife, O Lord God, children, grandchildren, O Lord God, a job, O Lord God. Lord God, you're making ways out of no ways, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Thank you, O Lord God, for waking up this morning in our right mind, O Lord God, able to praise your holy and righteous name, O Lord God. In spite of what's going on, O Lord God, in spite of what the adversary is doing, O Lord God, or the enemy, O Lord God, and what's going on, O Lord God, in the government, O Lord God. Someplace, you call it Super Tuesday, O Lord God, and Lord God, the candidates, O Lord God, are jogging around and for positions, O Lord God, to get on ballots and stuff, O Lord God, and we're mindful of it, O Lord God. God, we ask that you look for all of those that are in authority, O Lord God, from the President of the United States, O Lord God, everyone in their perspective places, O Lord God, down to the person that works in sanitation or the sweep sheet, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, to all of those that are in authority, O Lord God, pastors, ministers, missionaries, those all over, Lord God, that do the work of God, O Lord God, who's called according to your purpose, O Lord God, to serve your people, O Lord God, and to serve in the kingdom of God, O Lord God, that you would bless, O Lord God, every minister, missionary, lay person, O Lord God, preacher, teacher, evangelist, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, your prophet, O Lord God, and laymen, that same, O Lord God, that you would move by your spirit and by your power, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would touch in a special way, O Lord God, that you would bring us out, O Lord God, with a strong hand of deliverance today, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Look off finances, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. People that are looking for God, for jobs, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Those that are in school, O Lord God, and in higher education, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, our children, grandchildren, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, the neighbors, children, O Lord God, even those that are in our community, O Lord God, that come before us, O Lord God, we ask that you would touch in in a miraculous way, O Lord God. Those that are going through a time of bereavement, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we pray for one of the candidates, I believe Joe Biden, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. As we watched last night, O Lord God, touch the situation, O Lord God, as he began to expound at the town hall, O Lord God, a question came up, O Lord God, about death, O Lord God, and death that was caused here in Charleston, Lord God, by a deranged shooter, Lord God. And he had to reflect back to where his son, his wife, and a few family members had died, his family, O Lord God, and praying for the strength, O Lord God, that you have to just go on during these times, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for hearing and answering the prayer requests, O Lord God, in the time of yesterday, Lord God. Someone is suffering, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, with that spirit of suicide, O Lord God. And God, there's enough things going on, O Lord God, to want to cause you to snap, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Another one is having heart conditions, O Lord God, and many people on the prayer line, O Lord God. Dear Lord God, Lord God, I want to pray for the family, O Lord God, that are going through a time of bereavement, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the families, O Lord God, who lost loved ones, O Lord God, as a result of a disgruntled work at Coors Miller, Lord God, and Aikayasa, God, up there in Chicago, Lord God, up there in Wisconsin, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, so much is going on, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. But God, we thank you, God, and praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you're moving by your spirit, O Lord God, and by your power, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for your permission to see, O Lord God, that you're all-knowing, O Lord God. We call you this morning Jehovah Jireh, Lord God, your Alpha Provider, Lord God. And Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, we pray for all bishops, O Lord God, and all those that are in authority in the churches, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Pastor Darling, O Lord God, as well as my wife, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We pray for Pastor Jones and Elder Jones, O Lord God, and all the women that are in ministry, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would have your way today, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you move by your spirit, O Lord God, and by your power, O Lord God. God, we thank you this morning, O Lord God, for so many answers to prayer, Lord God. You're great, O Lord God, and you're greatly to be praised, O Lord God. You work miracles so great, God. There's no one else like you, O Lord God. God, we pray for the pastor, Darlene's grandchildren, O Lord God. Yeah, which one? The last I remember was Abraham. I think it's David, O Lord God. That she takes special care of him, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. And she's just working with her family there, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you just bless and strengthen her, Lord God. And bless every family, O Lord God, that have children, O Lord God. Lord God, look on our sons and daughters, O Lord God, and the ones that we pull up and pray, Lord God, look like they would not even, that they're not bending or yielding, O Lord God, to the will of God, O Lord God. We place them in thy hands, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we said to us, O Lord God, we have the faith as a grain of mustard seed, O Lord God, we say to the mountain, O Lord God, be thou removed, O Lord God, and not in our hearts, O Lord God. We shall have what we say, O Lord God. Give us strength, O Lord God, to go through and to tunnel through, O Lord God, these situations, O Lord God, that come up against us, O Lord God. Be reminded, O Lord God, that you said, they that live godly shall suffer persecution, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, somehow we got confused along the way, O Lord God, and we think at times, O Lord God, that it's a flowery bread of ease, O Lord God, but it's not, O Lord God. When you get out on the street and turn the corner, Lord God, you see, Lord God, things just come to oppress you, O Lord God, and accidents occur, Lord God, and it's a continuous life of prayer, Lord God. That's why we're here at Prayer Deliverance Ministry, O Lord God, and it's part of our life, O Lord God, to come to worship you in the morning, O Lord God, in this hour, Lord God, not only in the morning, but throughout the day, O Lord God, that you would just continuously bless, O Lord God, and keep us safe, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Praying, O Lord God, about this outbreak, O Lord God, the word of Ebola that came up a few years ago, Lord God, that was another virus, O Lord God, and You took care of that situation, oh Lord God. Can't recall a time, oh Lord God, where you did not take care of a situation or a crisis, oh Lord God. Going on time, God, oh Lord God. And Lord God, we're faced, oh Lord God, with the threat, oh Lord God, and with this new one, oh Lord God, the corona, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, the coronavirus, oh Lord God, this speculation that it's man-made, oh Lord God, that it was something that got loose, oh Lord God, that was made for warfare, Lord God, for chemical warfare, in case of a war, Lord God, to just wipe out so many, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. But you're the God, oh Lord God, of heaven and earth, oh Lord God. You're the God that created everything, oh Lord God. So we come, oh Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. Realize it, oh Lord God, in the Psalms, oh Lord God. David declared it so years, oh Lord. Psalm 90, oh Lord God, from everlasting to everlasting, oh Lord God. You have been our dwelling place in all generations, oh Lord God. Before the mountain, before, oh Lord God, before the earth was brought forth, oh Lord God. You are God, oh Lord God. Lord God, we think about we, oh Lord God, that would dwell in the secret place of the Most High, oh Lord God, that we shall abide under the shadow of Almighty. Lord God, you are fortress, our strength, oh Lord God, my God, and you do we trust right now, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Gather us together, oh Lord God, under your wings of protection, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Quarantine us, oh Lord God, in that spirit, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that this is a deadly virus, oh Lord God, don't begin to touch, oh Lord God, and begin to claim lives, oh Lord God, that the attack will cease right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. The answer is in your hand, oh Lord God, and the answer is in prayer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray for marriages, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would just touch marriages, oh Lord God, that you would just bless the Lord in Jesus' mighty name, oh Lord God. Lord God, I hear about marriages all the time, oh Lord God, and heard about one, oh Lord God, even in some of the family members in my family, Lord God, didn't know that they had got a divorce, oh Lord God, and I hear about it all the time, oh Lord God. And this word come up, irreconcilable difference, oh Lord God. I believe that they were saved, oh Lord God, and they want to go forth, oh Lord God, but they did not reflect on is there anything too hard for God that would make the irreconcilable condition reconcilable, Lord God. But Lord God, except they bring it to you in prayer, Lord God, and humble themselves, oh Lord God, and come and seek your face, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. But another family just torn apart, oh Lord God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Somewhere along the line, oh Lord God, we need you, oh Lord God, to look at these situations here, oh Lord God, and investigate, oh Lord God, and send thy anointing, oh Lord God, and send laborers, oh Lord God, in the way, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We come, oh Lord God, to worship you, oh Lord God, in spirit and in truth, oh Lord God. Actually, oh Lord God, that you just have your way today, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Because you work miracles so great, God. There's no one else like you, Lord God. So we come to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, oh Lord God. Thanking you, Lord God, for what you're doing, oh Lord God. To you be the glory, oh Lord God, for the things that you have done, oh Lord God. As we look around, oh Lord God, you brought us through, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, God, and we hear that, oh Lord God. Someone left last night, oh Lord God, and went on to sleep, oh Lord God, and did not rise this morning, oh Lord God. Some went to work, oh Lord God, and didn't make it through the day, oh Lord God. Family got news, oh Lord God, that something is wrong, oh Lord God. Something has been let loose, oh Lord God. This spirit of violence, oh Lord God, in the atmosphere, oh Lord God. Oh God, I want to pray for children, Abel, Shita, Nakai, Yasiya, God. The children, oh Lord God, went to a meeting, oh Lord God, about insurance and coverage, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And meet people everywhere, oh Lord God, that looks like something has attacked, oh Lord God. Abel, Shita, yes, God. Has attacked, oh Lord God, children and grandchildren, oh Lord God, and had affected their minds, oh Lord God. And Lord God, met plenty of matching stories, oh Lord God, about children out of control, oh Lord God, and the name called Yahshua, God, and the number of grandparents, oh Lord God, that are raising the children, oh Lord God, enough to break hearts, oh Lord God, or break my heart, oh Lord God. So, oh God, the same like Cindy, oh Lord God, that there's something has gotten into the mind, oh Lord God, of, oh Lord God, and the turn they will, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And from what I see, oh Lord God, it looks like they did not regard the scripture, oh Lord God, that said, train up the child in the way that it should go, oh Lord God. But Lord God, they had a form of godliness, oh Lord God, and now the children are with mental illnesses there, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the family, oh Lord God, a bigger like a child that was 6 years old, oh Lord God, something very disturbing, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. In times gone by, oh Lord God, it was something that could have been straightened out by the parents, oh Lord God, and the parents of yesterday, Lord God, and the parents, oh Lord God, in the area that we came up in, oh Lord God. It seemed like they knew how to control things that way, that you would know how to just get out there, Lord God, and your happiness wasn't anything, but it was important that you respect them, oh Lord God. And if any law came up, oh Lord God, anything came up in your mind, oh Lord God, it wasn't allowed in the house, oh Lord God, you sought to leave, oh Lord God, at an early age, oh Lord God, that you could get out there and explore, but it was well with them, oh Lord God, kept us in prayer, oh Lord God. But now, Lord God, it looks like the youth, oh Lord God, the children, the grandchildren, oh Lord God, want to run and control the house, oh Lord God, and want to run and control the parent, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. The situation, oh Lord God, along with other things, oh Lord God, we come early this morning with it, oh Lord God, that see how you see, God, that you would look on it, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, outside of the child abduction, oh Lord God, and pedophiles, oh Lord God, and the hallelujah, the molestation, oh Lord God, it's another problem added there, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, Lord God, let it be a time, oh Lord God, of restitution, oh Lord God, for the rest of this year, oh Lord God. We need refreshing every morning, oh Lord God. Our children need, oh Lord God, a touch every day, oh Lord God, as we come to this hour of power, pray, Lord God, the prayer, prayer, deliverance ministry, oh Lord God, that we're reaching out, oh Lord God, for so many things, oh Lord God, that you just touch, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, oh Lord God, and we bless your name, oh Lord God, for those that have became debt-free, oh Lord God, and searching to become debt-free, oh Lord God, and pushing in that direction, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would give clear direction, oh Lord God, and clear understanding, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. I want to thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Scholastica, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would move by your spirit and by your power, Lord God, and every minister, missionary, layperson, all that would come to the broadcast, oh Lord God, those that are here now, Lord God, those that will come in the future, Lord God, oh Lord God, we hold up our Minister Ben and Minister Jamila, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and the prayer request, oh Lord God, that we have for her to enter back into the workforce, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, in the next upcoming year, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would secure that family and all families, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would touch finances everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would breathe on the broadcast, oh Lord God, that you would arrive from your rest this morning, oh Lord God, and bless us with our praise, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, as we go forth in this hour of power, pray, Lord God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit, oh Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for just speaking by your Spirit, oh Lord God, and speak how you saw, God, speak directly into a situation, oh Lord God. Praying that you comfort the mothers, oh Lord God, and the fathers, the family that are going through that time of bereavement, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We don't know, Lord God, what the future holds, oh Lord God, but we know who holds the future, Lord God. So we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. We want to welcome you to the broadcast. Hallelujah to God. We're going to take this time and probably we're going to talk to Pastor Dolly and have her come and see if there's something to set, maybe something between yesterday's prayer line and the day that it came up that needs immediate attention, or maybe she has something that needs to go in a certain direction. So we yield at this time, hallelujah to God, in the middle of the praise and the worship, oh Lord God. We thank you for your presence right now in Jesus' name, amen. We hear from our pastor, darling. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, Apostle Horsley, once again for getting us started this morning, praying and singing and just believing that God is doing much work in and through what you are speaking over the airwaves. I did have some requests. We have a sister over in Seattle who called me last night, and she had several things that were going on. And so there's a lady by the name of Pilar. She was diagnosed with cancer. And we want to pray for her. Then Joanna, she has some things going on in her life, and we want the truth to prevail in whatever is happening with her. And then Carolyn's church and her pastor, we want to pray for her and her pastor and the church there in Seattle, that God will bring resolution to whatever dissension is happening. There are some things going on that needs to be fixed for the church and for people to reconcile their differences in the church. And then Teresa and Pat, both of them have been in the hospital, and we just pray for their healing. And also David, who he had a fever yesterday, and we're just believing that God has healed him overnight so that he will not continue to have that fever. So he's having some issues with his health. And we just want to pray that God will continue to bless and help each and every person who is going through some situations at this time. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God. I'll say yes, Lord, yes. To your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes. I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, and my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus. Mm. Yes, Lord God, we thank you. In the name of Jesus. Mm. I thank you, yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Saying yes, Lord, because God knows he's seeing the kids. When you come and you get in the, and when you're in the queue, God knows your request. He hears your request. Then I stopped on yesterday. God just went in a direction because of the severity of the hour. Hallelujah, God, that it needs to just go right into the spirit and these things. See, hallelujah to God. You're going to pray for the pastor that's in Seattle, his church, hallelujah to God. Those that have an issue, hallelujah, that the truth will prevail in the situation. Those prayer requests are locked in. A lot of times I'm not able to recall all the prayer requests, but as you recall them, a lot of times then I begin to ask God to take that situation and just hold it in the queue. Hallelujah, by prayer queue, as we go in to pray and worship, hallelujah to God. And hallelujah that when the spirit start moving, I like to just follow that spirit, hallelujah to God. And we're going to pray for them, but we're going to also, get the names this morning, and we're going to, hallelujah, continue prayer, hallelujah to God, and the prayer, deliverance ministry here. Hallelujah to God. I'm just excited because God just began to move and hear the prayer requests. And it seems like for right now that God is giving a few prayer requests in the morning. Not that your prayer requests or anything like that is not important. But the Spirit just began to come. Like the Lord said, it's like he said, I'm ready to bless. Okay, we're ready to go. We're here. Hallelujah to God. So if you want to open the lines, hallelujah to God. We want to get your name and your prayer request to add on to the prayer requests that are here. And I'm going to get the scripture that we read. And thank you, Jesus. And we're going to go on from the hallelujah, God. Because the Spirit of God is moving, hallelujah, God. And I thought about they say that virus is up that way in the Washington area, this way, that way, you know. And we want to continuously pray, you know, especially for David, because they say that the virus that is so alarming right now, it has almost the same symptoms as the flu. So we don't want you to lose heart if you get cold or something like that there, but to just stay encouraged and know that God is your God, that you put a hedge of protection around you, hallelujah, God, that his mission is all knowing, he's all seeing, he's all caring. So at this time, we'll get your name and your prayer request, and then we'll go up before the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Then they can give your name at this time and your prayer request. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Amen.
Good morning, Yvonne Lapper, and I want a prayer request for my baby sister, Gail. She lost her boyfriend last night.
Mm-hmm. And Yale, my family, hallelujah, God.
Mm-hmm.
She's going through a time of agreement, yes. We have another one. Hallelujah to God.
Good morning, Sister Jeannie.
Good morning.
Listening. Wanted to say God bless everyone and praying for all.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Jeannie. She set myself in agreement with the prayer request. Amen. Hallelujah. Evil shout out, like I can see.
Good morning. It's Scholastica. I'm listening. I need prayer for my daughter, Praise. I'm not sure whether it's the reaction of the surgery she had last week or it's just it's something different. She's having her time to breathe, and sometimes it feels like congestion, but we can't figure out what it is. And we just need God to touch her and heal her. And her little boy is
just
having cold. So for their healing. Thank
you. Hallelujah. Take your prayer request. It's time to go. Before the Kaya, see ya, before the Lord. Your prayer request is hallelujah to God. We thank you for being here. The Kaya Sada. We open the line. We want to go in and see for these prayer requests. Hallelujah to God. Is there anyone that's dead ahead that I can't see? Let's go and pray the Lord's Spirit's moving here. Hallelujah to God. God, we will start off the Kaya Sea, the Kaya over your sea, God, and I can't see God. Hey, Boshata and I can't see God. Hallelujah, see God. We pray, Lord God, as a whole, Lord God. Hey, Boshita, I can't God. That you strengthen
the Father. We pray, Father,
causing confusion in the church, but we find up the spirit of confusion.
and lift your spirit up right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that you uncover hidden things in Joanna's life, Lord. That the truth shall prevail, Father. In the name of Jesus, the truth shall be made known, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray for each and every person here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, oh God, that you bless us, keep us, Lord, strengthen us and encourage us, and enlarge our territory, oh God, bless us, God, in the way, Lord. It will not cause pain, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you honored this request this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, we praise you. We say hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You're a great God. Great God. We thank you, Lord, for all things good and perfect come from you. Amen. Jesus, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It seems, hallelujah, hallelujah, that God is, hallelujah, taking the prayer line, hallelujah, hallelujah, God. He's just sending. You can feel that anointing, Lord. I just need that virtue just going out and touching situations, hallelujah, God. The hour is changing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now is hallelujah, God, where God is just moving in a miraculous way by his spirit and by his power in the name of Jesus. So we thank God for it. Hallelujah, God. We declare and decree that every prayer request is covered right now in the name of Jesus, God. Moving by your spirit, God, and by your power, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Pastor Dolly, if you don't mind, we could read the scripture which you had for the week. Hallelujah to God.
Yes,
God.
I can do that.
Yes, please.
It's in the book of Luke, Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 2. And the word says, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And that's the end of that. Those are the two verses that we had.
Amen. Hallelujah, God. You can expound if you want to. I believe that the Lord is, hallelujah, moving, hallelujah.
You want me to
God,
read
right
more of that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, please do. Please do.
Okay. Wait, wait. Let me see. Excuse me. Okay, yeah. All right, so verse number 3 says, and there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. Verse 6 says, and the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And verse 7 says, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth?
Amen. Amen. We thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for the reading of the word. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. We just thank God. Hallelujah to God. Yebo Satan, I got you. See ya. Ooh, Lord, we thank you. We thank God for the prayer request. We want to continuously keep everything in prayer. Hallelujah to God. We want to thank you, God. We want to thank God for you. I was just in awe how God be blessing on the prayer line, how he carry us throughout the day, Lord. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah to God. How even on yesterday, things just began to happen, hallelujah to God. And the Lord said, because you worship me, hallelujah to God. See the praise reports, hallelujah to God. God sent confirmation that we're moving in a direction, hallelujah to God. And this direction that we're moving in the prayer, hallelujah to God, God is pleased with it, hallelujah to God. That he hears our prayers, hallelujah to God. The verse that came to mind was that I think it's over in John, there in the fourth chapter, they said, they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. When the quest came for the church in Seattle, and then the situation, and then that there's something that's obscure, that there's something there that's the power of darkness working. Then the scripture of the Lord came, they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. And it's, and that's what's so beautiful about the Prayer Deliverance Ministry. That's what's so special about the hour of power of prayer. Hallelujah to God. Because while you're giving your prayer request, while you're waiting in the queue, God is moving. Hallelujah to God. He's moving by his spirit and by his power. He's answering prayer. He's working things out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to God. He took the time last week. He blessed us with word, but then on Friday, he blessed Pastor Scholastica and to begin to talk about the kingdom, and begin to talk about how the kingdom works, hallelujah to God, and that there's ambassador and there's prime ministers, that we're citizens of the kingdom of God, and that God will avenge us speedily, hallelujah to God. And God is moving by his spirit and by his power. And then, how when even the prayer requests come in a lot of times, God begins to speak as the prayer requests come in. And sometimes, a lot of times, while you're making your prayer request, an instant prayer from the other pastor, those that are here, go up if you notice it. We go by, we see situations that go out. Yesterday morning, hallelujah to God, they were to get out of the prayer, reminded of Jesus when he finished praying and he came out from in the mountain, the way he went before the Lord, hallelujah to God, how situations were faced, hallelujah to God. The minute I got to work and started, there was an accident on 95, somebody was texting, ran under the back of the tractor. I had to stop the person and stop him right there. Hold, I said, it's too early in the morning. That stuff, there's nothing we can do about it. We prayed for that family as they go through that time of bereavement. But a lot of times when you leave the prayer line, things begin to happen, hallelujah to God, and you have to keep yourself in the spirit of God. That's why it says men ought to always pray, hallelujah, and not faint, hallelujah to God. Then it begins to speak about the injustice, hallelujah to God, that goes on, hallelujah to God. He mentioned that that judge, hallelujah to God, because a lot of people, not everyone saved, hallelujah to God. But the prayer and the persistency, as he gave the illustration, about her grandson, hallelujah to God. He wanted the peppermint, hallelujah to God. And she's training there. And a lot of times she testified, these are things that you have. This is for your ammunition, hallelujah to God. That these are living epistles, hallelujah to God, that you begin to break up that situation, hallelujah, that goes on, not only in our power of prayer, but that you would go and you begin to break up the situation, hallelujah to God, that's going on, hallelujah to God, that when you have the time that you can just pray about the situation as it comes to you, hallelujah to God, because God wants to take each and every one individually, collectively, everybody, and just shift it to a whole other place, hallelujah. In life right now, a whole other, a lot of times we toil with the situation, hallelujah to God. And God is noted for working miracles, instant miracles, in the name of Jesus. Working them out, hallelujah to God. There's so many people that have came up and have called, that came up and the next thing you know, they got stage 4 cancer, hallelujah to God. And to start with them, to begin to minister on to them, hallelujah to God. It's a great need for the prayer at this time, and prayer deliverance. I come before the Lord and I worship the Lord with all that I have, hallelujah to God, and go forth, hallelujah to God. And I questioned the Lord. Yes, I do. I go back to, I say, Lord, it was there, and you just took a soul right into the spirit, oh Lord God, into worship. And then the Lord said, you told me to come in and worship. You told me to handle the broadcast. He has permission from Pastor Darlene to work on the prayer line and in this hour of power to pray, to have his, because I thank God, because it comes, God reveals things that he was given permission and he has the permission to come and work and to have his way in this particular hour. Hallelujah. That's why when the situation comes up, the God began to speak, hallelujah to God, because she did not bind the Lord, hallelujah to God. She did not stop the movement of Jesus Christ in this hour of power prayer by saying we have a certain program. She said, where the Lord is, she used to say about that, where the Lord is, there's liberty. So, Lord, have your way, hallelujah to God. And I thank God for it, because I begin to realize that at this hour that God has ordained, this man that he has gave us, hallelujah to God, that he speaks directly from eternity, hallelujah to God, right into the prayer deliverance ministry, the prayer request, come in, hallelujah to God. So then I get contented, hallelujah to God, because I know that God is moving in this hour, that he's working in a special way, hallelujah to God. I see why that the adversary comes in, hallelujah to God. We wanted to expand, begin to broadcast in another area. It's going to come to pass because we put it before the Lord, hallelujah to God. But then I see now that what we're going through, hallelujah to God, and he wants to attack, hallelujah to God. He wants to stop, hallelujah to God. But we are the people who want you to know this morning, that are called by the name of Jesus. We are called his people, hallelujah to God. We have humbled ourselves. We come to pray. God is hearing from heaven. A lot of times I be in awe how God begins to just move, hallelujah to God, how he has everyone in the body as it pleases him, hallelujah to God. Know that your request is being answered. Know that you're standing before the open door, hallelujah to God. Notice that when you come in, that God begins to move, hallelujah to God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah to God. That our prayer request is linked up with other prayer lines, hallelujah to God, that in this body that we're standing here, hallelujah to God, and we're functioning as God has given us to function, hallelujah to God. So we thank God. We praise God for this hour of power prayer. We praise God for you coming, hallelujah to God. Please don't get weary and well-doing, hallelujah to God. God has made a way, hallelujah to God, in the name of Jesus. He has sustained us. He's undergirding you. He's carrying you through, hallelujah to God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah to God. We're a child. We're nourished from the kingdom, hallelujah, of heaven, hallelujah to God. God is going to meet the needs, hallelujah to God. Don't let the problem that comes to you and the accident that comes to you become a burden on you, hallelujah to God. But just take it to the Lord and pray, hallelujah to God. My cell phone be on, hallelujah to God. You have the number there, hallelujah to God. Call someone, hallelujah to God. Don't get into a situation where you feel that there's no way out, hallelujah to God, and that you have to go to the resort to drink an excess amount of alcohol or take some type of controlled substance, venture into the area where you let the spirit of suicide come in and attack you, hallelujah to God, come in and attack your grandchildren, hallelujah to God, their minds get messed up, hallelujah to God. We are watchmen on the wall. God has called you, hallelujah to God. When they came before the husband, when they came before the father, and they work in the field, hallelujah to God, a lot of times people are waiting for a certain move or ministry, but they just stay there waiting, hallelujah to God, like the man did for 38 years, hallelujah to God. But Jesus said, are thou willing to be made whole? Are you willing to attack that situation, hallelujah to God? And I realize now that this is not an easy way to go, hallelujah to God. This is like the Jericho Road, hallelujah to God. It's a winding, a manifold road, hallelujah to God. There's trouble along this way, hallelujah to God. Anything can happen. Things are happening. Come up. That's where God calls you to arm, hallelujah to God. That's why you're encouraged when you get up in the morning by the pastor to do your dance, hallelujah, to praise God, to put on that armor, hallelujah to God, because this is a lifelong battle, hallelujah to God. We have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Our feet are sharply prepared with the gospel of peace, hallelujah to God. God said, take no thought for in that last hour when someone comes to you, God already gives you the answer. Sometimes I be a little discouraged. I say, well, there's a way people are going through divorces, hallelujah to God. They're going through marriages and situations arising up, hallelujah to God. But they have spent hours tapping on the phone and get on Facebook, hallelujah to God, and putting the business there, hallelujah to God, where they don't have no business. But for us that are called out, hallelujah, the ecclesia, the ones of God that are called, the ones that are called by God, hallelujah to God, cry holy on to the Lord. We are called by his name. He only did was told us, well, we have to do was to humble ourselves in prayer. He told the house of fact there's no need for him back then. There's no need for us to really fight in the battle, hallelujah to God. But this is a faith fight. Fight the good fight of faith, is what Paul said, to lay the hands on eternal life. We're going through here, hallelujah to God. God. We have to begin to stand up, hallelujah, God. We have to gird ourselves, hallelujah. We have to keep that shield of faith on that we be able to quench the fiery darts of the adversary. We have to make ourselves known to everyone, the whole world, that this Ebola virus is just a call for us to pray, that the world can see the power of God work in this situation, hallelujah, to God. That God's able to snuff that out. He's able to change the minds of people that are going through mental illness. He's able to change. He's able to work. The miracle is so great, hallelujah to God, and we just worship and praise him. He's going to send the ambushment out against the adversary, hallelujah to God. The whole world is in his hand, and as mother and father said, this world moves at his command. So we're thankful and we pray in God, hallelujah to God. We pray in the strength of the pastor, pray in the strength of Lord God that the signal stays strong, hallelujah to God. And those that get weary and well doing, hallelujah to God, and don't let the adversary talk to you about this is happening, that is happening, hallelujah to God. God is moving, hallelujah to God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is blessing us. He's going to keep our children, hallelujah to God. He's going to bless you, looking for him to work the miracles of us that had operations and are being healed. My wife, brother, he went to the hospital. They said he had a hernia, but the thing had busted. We're praying that God just clean that poison out of the system, hallelujah to God. I'm not looking at the circumstances. I'm looking at the almighty God that's our Father. So he ordered prayer deliverance ministry, hallelujah to God. He ordered the circle to come together. If he ordered us here, hallelujah to God, he's going to meet the need, and we're going to thank God. We're going to always pray, as Jesus said. We're going to be avengers speedily, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Many people have lost loved ones due to violence, hallelujah to God. Here on the prayer line, those that are in behind the scenes, oh Lord God, those that call in, those that are going on the blog and listening after the broadcast is over, hallelujah. Beyond the dim unknown, God sits on his throne, hallelujah, God, see, hallelujah to God. Looking in the time, hallelujah to God. He's watching his word. He's waiting to perform that miracle. He wants you to stand in faith, hallelujah to God. Don't be like a Peter them, hallelujah to God. It's there for our admonition. When he cursed that fig tree because it was out of time, it wouldn't give the Lord fruit, hallelujah to God. He said, no fruit grow on it henceforth and forever. But he said, if we just say to these mountains, hallelujah to God, be thou removed, the cancer, illness, and diseases, hallelujah to God, infectious disease, hallelujah to God, in spite of the cutting, hallelujah to God, of the CDC and everything that's going on, hallelujah, the ones that are supposed to run and take care of the Lord, hallelujah to God. But this is God's earth. He's the Lord of lords. He's the King of kings, hallelujah to God. He's going to work the miracles, hallelujah to God. He's going to do it. He's going to work it out in his time, and hallelujah to God. We're going to be avenged. You're going to get the job. You're going to get that house that you desire, hallelujah to God. The situation is going to change in your relationship, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. He said, study to show yourself approved. A workman needeth not to be ashamed. We have to rightfully divide this word of truth, hallelujah to God. It's always bad because you see that and keep that past in that situation in Seattle before the Lord in your prayer. Keep it in your mouth throughout the day, hallelujah to God, because you always come to attack those who are doing the will of the Lord. He wants to destroy because he knows he wants to stop. He had came to us a few months ago. He came a few weeks ago, just trying to destroy our time here on Block Talk, just set all kinds of stuff going up, hallelujah to God, because he's fighting against the word of God. He's fighting against that seed that's going out, hallelujah to God. He's fighting through the flow of this ministry that are going through people's lives, hallelujah to God, and we thank God for it. Hallelujah to God. I think I didn't know that. Kayoshi, dedicate yourself. This is what the God is talking about. Don't get weary and well doing, hallelujah to God. You're going to reap if you faint not. And we thank God for it. We thank God for what he's doing. We need him to bless our children, our loved ones. We want them to bless root lines all the way down the family fruit line. You can call out the family names, even the ones that you don't know, that God will just bless this holy united state, just bless all around the world, hallelujah to God, in very different situations. It's time we call to pray. It's a clarion call for the whole world, hallelujah to God, that we may have peace at this time. I like that verse that Pastor quoted for us today, that we should live our life in years of prosperity, hallelujah to God. We want to get there, hallelujah to God. God has opened up a door. Pastor gave the word, I think he did it a few months ago, last year. And the door was open, and God's letting the blessings flow through. So don't be weary. Come be a part of this hour power prayer. Take down the number, tell a friend, text a friend, let them know that we're here. And we're here to do the will of God and to pray. I pray that God begins to give us time to get your testimonies, hallelujah to God, and that he will continuously bless you, that you be inspired to tell others. Thank you, Jesus. This time we will yield this time back to the pastor, hallelujah to God, that she may take us out, hallelujah to God, and take us into to the end of the broadcast. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, praise the Lord once again. We're just grateful to be here in the service of the Lord. Thank you, Apostle Horsley. We do appreciate your wonderful word that you have shared with us this morning. And each and every time we hear the word of God, it is for us to grow. It is for us to glean. Let the word be hidden in our hearts that we will not sin against him. We want to be faithful to the cause of Christ and let others know, you know, we're children of God and we have been allowed to be a part of the kingdom, but it's not just for us to receive the word, but it's for us to share the word, share it with others who are out there, those who are in the body who have become discouraged and those who have not received Jesus yet as their savior. We want to tell somebody about Jesus and his love. I mean, we want people to be healed. We want people's lives to change. We want marriages to be reconciled. We want people to have jobs and all of that. But the important thing is that people would receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior, because in the end, the things that we gather here in this earth is not going to make a difference when we come before the judgment seat of Christ. We're going to have to answer to every deed we've done in our lives, whether it be good or evil. And so we want people to know that they too can come, ask for forgiveness, and truly, you know, be repentant of what they have done. And then, you know, they can be the ones preparing for their heavenly home. And then they can go out and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we thank the Lord this morning for each and every person who's here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are certainly a circle of friends. And we thank God for everyone who prays, who praises the Lord, and reads your Bible and comes and shares what the Lord has placed on your heart. So we're expecting more people to come and share something about what God has done for you. There are those who may have a word in your heart that you may want to share. If you have something you want to tell us, you know, we often open up the opportunity for you to share that. So, you know, what God has placed in your heart, there's somebody out there who may be blessed. In fact, I've heard, you know, different ones have called me this week because of this word that came earlier this week that they were blessed by that. So, you know, what the Lord places on your heart, speak it out, because there's somebody out there. He said they overcame the enemy, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, the word of their testimony. So those testimonies are so important. So we thank you for being here today. I decree that the favor of God and man shall be with us everywhere we go. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life as we live in continuous abundance. And I decree that we are blessed and cannot be cursed. We're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed as we come and as we go. We are blessed in our storehouses, and when the enemy comes against us one way, he must flee seven ways. And I decree that all nations shall call us blessed, and we shall be a delightsome land in the kingdom of God. So everybody be blessed this day, and as you go through the day, think about what God has done and what he's doing, and pray like Apostle Horsley said. Pray for somebody as you're going through the day. Pray for that church over there in Seattle. There's some things, you know, I used to go to that church. I didn't attend it, but I would go and visit and worship with them. But we know that God can bring about reconciliation and he can bring about change and let the truth be made known in all that's going on there. So go today in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Come back tomorrow. We'll see what God has in store for us through Pastor Scholastica, and we're looking forward to the best is yet to come this year. This year is going by fast, but we're still at the beginning of the year, and God has much in store for us. I love each and every one of you. Adios. Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.